T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
It is the all-new B Morning Coffee Club at 92.5 WBEE. It is 9/11, 8:28 at the B, and we look for some clouds today. Some sun, too, with a high 66.
You know, every 9/11, I get in contact with a firefighter friend of mine who is FDNY. He's still on the job. His name's Steve. We became friends after 9/11, just by chance. And, you know, it's funny. I get into my text message, and we all lose touch here and there with our old friends, especially sure. If you move from one state to another like I did. And every year I open up my text conversation with him, and, you know, it stays there. And this year I opened it up this morning, and I saw, "Hey, man, just thinking of you today. Love you." From 2017, a little different version, 2018, 2019, and of course this morning on 9/11, every year, it's the only time we talk.
You know, it's awesome, though. It's sad that you don't have more time together, but it's great that you remember him every year at this time. Mm-hmm. And whether or not he wants to talk about it, whether or not he responds, you know, in kind, I'm absolutely certain it means the world to him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he says. He kind of doesn't get into it a lot. You know, he took me probably 2012, 2011. He took me, I think it was 2011, because we did mention the 10-year anniversary back then. He took me to the firehouse and showed me that they had plaques and they had benches that were dedicated to people in his firehouse that they lost that day. And it was, man, walking into that was one of the most powerful experiences of my life, walking into those firehouses, and you can kind of just feel the energy of of that moment. So I talked to him once a year again, and it's funny because I was, you know, it's been how long? 19 years today.
19 years.
And I remember where I was, like everybody else, but a slight difference might be that I was living in New Jersey. That's where I grew up, about 30 miles from the towers, 30 miles from the city. It took not but 25 minutes with no traffic, of course, to drive into Manhattan from where I grew up. Now, with traffic, on the other hand, a couple hours.
Right, sure.
As we all know. But I got pulled out of 7th grade gym class, Mr. Greenberg. I'll never forget it. And I got to the front of the office, and my mom was there crying with our neighbor, who has kids in the school as well. And her kids were already in the minivan. And my mom's shuffling us into the minivan in a panic. We go back to my house a few blocks away, watch it all on TV. And we're just completely confused by everything. I mean, we go, you know, people might visit Manhattan from here in Rochester once a year to see the Christmas tree or something like that. But that was our weekend place to go. Like if you're going to Canandaigua Lake or you're going wherever around here for the weekend, that was our weekend place. Going sure. to the towers or going to the Christmas tree, just going to New York City. And the part that really sticks out is when my stepdad got home. He told us that he was just outside the city, pulled over on the highway, right across the Hudson. I think it was the Hudson, where he was standing on the roof of his van, seeing the smoke come out of the towers and come out of the island that is Manhattan. And, you know, he came home and told us that, and it went from shock to confusion to pure anger. He's an old school blue collar Greek guy, father of the 6 of us, maybe the 4 or 5 of us at the time, but I just remember him getting back in the van and just having to go for a drive. And I went with him, and he's just white knuckle on the steering wheel, saying crazy stuff, just out of pure anger, like many people did that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll never forget Even looking back and watching this segment on Saturday Night Live, when they had all the firefighters, they pulled them right off the street. And, you know, they put them on TV and they're covered in soot. They look like they haven't slept in days, which they probably haven't. Firefighters, police officers, you know, all the first responders, if you remember. And many other things happened that episode. But that still shot, as I close my eyes and picture it, stands, you know, puts the hair on the back of my neck straight up. And, you know, being so close to it, I'm not going to pretend to be, you know, a survivor and all this other stuff. That there's many more people that deserve way more credit and have lost a lot more than I have. Friends and you know, friends from school who lost their parents, friends in school whose parents went to help after the fact. You know, I had a friend who was, their parents were, one was a firefighter, one was a physical therapist, and they both shot right to Manhattan the day after, day of, to help do what they can. You know, the physical therapist, the mom, would give massages to the first responders because they would cramp up after working for days and days and days. So, but every time I see the number 9, the number 11, whether it's on a license plate, playing quick draw at the bar, you know, the gambling or whatever, or if it comes out in any instance, the time twice a day takes me back to getting pulled out of school. And my dad telling me that story about seeing the smoke. It's just, man, it's an unforgettable time. People text us all morning long, yesterday, today, and say, please don't forget. Please honor this day so we don't forget. I don't have a choice. And many people don't have a choice. I couldn't forget if we wanted to. So no. We remember. We will never, ever forget. And I like everyone else, am personally thinking about everybody affected that day, which in some way, shape, or form, everybody was.
Yeah, I do have something to read here. We don't know who wrote it. It's the writer unknown, but I did read this to my kids last night because it's important. They don't know a world without the word terrorism, unfortunately. And now pandemic.
Right, right.
So, but I do talk about a time before 9/11. There was very much a different kind of world pre 9/11. So last night I found this and I read it to my older kids, and it's this. The night before, on this day 19 years ago, 246 people went to sleep in preparation for their morning flights. 2,606 people went to sleep in preparation for their work in the morning. 343 firefighters went to sleep in preparation for their morning shift. 60 police officers went to sleep getting ready for their morning patrol. 8 paramedics went to sleep in preparation for their shift. None of them saw past 10 a.m. September 11th, 2001. In one single moment, life may never be the same. As you live and you enjoy the breaths that you take today and tonight, before you go to sleep in preparation for your life tomorrow, kiss the ones you love, snuggle a little tighter, and never take one second of your life for granted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.